It's HPR and Time for Helping Hand. Weekly feature airs statewide on HPR One stations every Friday afternoon, part of our afternoon drive broadcast of All Things Considered. And then it appears online at hawaiipublicradio.org. That's where all of our Helping Hand segments and resources are archived. Each week, we put the spotlight on an organization, topic, or event with Helping Hand that offers assistance to the disabled and to others among the most vulnerable. I'm Dave Lawrence, and this week, we are grateful to be welcoming back the local nonprofit Alea Bridge as we continue our focus on homelessness. According to their website, Alea Bridge is an all-volunteer organization focused on outreach to the homeless and other at-risk populations here in the Aloha State, in particular in Oahu. When we had them on last, Hawaii had become internationally known as home to the single worst homelessness crisis anywhere in the United States per capita. And a year later, that fact remains, though there has been a leveling off of the numbers in the Honolulu area and a decline elsewhere in the Aloha State. We're going to learn more about the particular mission of Alea Bridge with our very special returning guest, spokesperson for the organization, Phil Acosta. Aloha and welcome back, Phil. Great to see you.
Thanks, Dave.
And fun to have you. You guys are doing a lot of great events that give people an opportunity to get involved and help out. And we're going to focus on those in just a moment. But first, explain how Alea Bridge fits into the myriad of homeless service providers.
Sure. So we're actually part of Partners in Care. And so that's the continuum of service providers on Oahu. And we have a particular focus in the Central Oahu and North Shore communities, because for years it's been underserved and very little services and resources have been out there. And so that's resulted in the increase in the count that you've seen in the official reports that have come out. And so we're trying to change that.
There's an interesting story as to how, you can cough, go for it. You can always say, I need to cough. There's a interesting story as to how your organization formed, and for some folks who follow the homeless situation closely, they may know about it, but to many others, they may not be familiar with the story of your brother. So for those folks, explain.
Sure. So actually, the inspiration to start up our own nonprofit began with my brother, who was a former HPD, and he patrolled, a 16-year veteran, and his last assignment, he was patrolling District 2, which encompasses Wahiawa and North Shore. And in his experience out there, he built working relationships, good or bad, with the homeless folks, domestic violence, runaway teens, and he's seen a lot of ugly things and a lot of good things as well. Mm-hmm. And so he found that in his capacity as an officer, he was somewhat limited. And so he found a calling to go beyond what he was doing as a as an HPD officer. And so he gathered up the family, and my sister jumped on, I jumped on, and kind of wanted to help him out and make this thing successful, and it just kind of grew from there.
So the focus, Central Oahu, and talk about the services, because as you mentioned, Alea Bridge is part of Partners in Care. So almost all of the homeless service providers in the Honolulu area have joined forces to try to tackle the issue, and that way they can combine resources and share different sorts of duties and get invaluable assistance in handling some of these cases. So talk about the services you offer and how you plug into them.
Sure. So being a young startup, we have very little resources that we could tap into. And so we focused early on just community outreach, going out there and reaching out to our churches, our civic clubs, our legislators, and also the service provider community. And so we started to make those connections and being the bridge between the folks that need the help and those that have the resources. And so that was our focus early on in the first year. And actually, about mid-April of 2017, we secured our first contract to provide dedicated outreach services specifically for the Wahiawa and the North Shore area. So that's been a small stream of funding that we can tap into now. So we are no longer all volunteer, although we were all volunteer for the first 16 months of existence. And so we do have a couple of folks on staff, and we want to bring on more folks part-time basis as we secure more funding. So primarily it's outreach, and we'll do a referral to other partners that we have, such as U.S. Vets, Salvation Army, Catholic Charities, and IHS as well, who has these resources such as shelters or housing programs, and so we'll make those connections and the warm handoff.
So when you notice something and you're like, well, this person, they have minors, so this is the right agency for them.
Or absolutely.
They're vets, or there's a substance abuse issue, or there's, yes, domestic violence. When you see a certain characteristic of that segment of the population, then you reach out to your partner.
Absolutely. And everybody's got their own niche that they're trying to fill. And so like with U.S. Vets, they do service the veterans as well as our local families. And with IHS, they do have shelter facilities. Some other programs may have housing vouchers that they can provide. And so, yeah, you're right. Just kind of finding out what the individual needs, what their needs are, and kind of matching them to the appropriate agencies that have those resources. And so just recently, actually, we did secure some funding through the city and Housing and Urban Development to start up our own tenant-based rental assistance. So that's really exciting.
Wow.
It's a pretty significant funding that we have, and we're hoping to be able to provide assistance to up to 50 families for short to medium-term rental assistance. So now we can start to service our folks and not just purely referral basis, but those are the things that we're working towards. And also about a month ago, we did secure some funding from the legislature to work towards establishing our own resource and navigation center. As I mentioned, there's a lack of accessible resources and dedicated services out there. And so we're hoping to change that. And with the resource and navigation center, we can host the services on site and increase our efficiency, make better referrals, or provide the services ourselves.
And on the note of some of the activities that you guys are doing, and certainly the outreach, they have ongoing number of activities that we want to shine the light on. And these are great opportunities for ways that people can support the cause, too. And each of these, you'll explain how volunteers can plug in and play an invaluable role. And it's the kind of thing where no one organization or person is going to solve this, and no one listening is going to be able to either. But the flip side is you can play some role and know that you were involved in some way. One of those is weekend outreach in Mililani and Wahiawa, second and fourth Saturdays. It says 8:45 a.m. to 11:30 a.m. Explain.
Sure. So one of our big partners that's been consistent throughout is the Inspire Health Outreach Team. And so we've been doing that since October 2016. And so we go out on Saturdays with quite a few volunteers. And the group has actually grown since then. We started out, they started out at their Waikele campus and have branched out to the Mililani campus. And so the Mililani campus actually goes out specifically and reaches out to homeless folks that are in Mililani and in Wahiawa. And so that's been a really positive experience for us. So for those folks that like to be active and want to get their hands dirty, so to speak, and kind of make that encounter and engage the folks directly, this is a great way to get involved. Also, we have mini service fairs at the existing food banks in the community. We have those on the first and third Wednesdays. And we are also starting up a new outreach on the North Shore called Hands of Hope at the Beach. And we will be partnering up with the Nazarene Church, Healing Arts Hawaii, and New Hope Central Oahu, the Haleiwa campus. And so we'll take that as a mobile ministry, sort of. And there's a significant amount of encampments out at the beach, all the way from Mokuleia to Haleiwa, all the way out to Sunset. And so we want to take that out there to where the folks are at and minister to their needs.
Mini service fairs. Explain what happens at these. Again, it's Waialua Community Association, first Wednesdays, 10 to noon. Explain what goes on.
Sure. So those are existing food banks. And so we've partnered up with North Shore News and the North Shore Food Bank. And also on third Wednesdays, we're partnering up with Surfing the Nations in Wahiawa. And so kind of utilizing the foot traffic that they have there already, they do have quite a bit of folks that are seniors, low income, and some homeless
folks. They're coming to pick up food.
Yes, they're coming to pick up food. And so we figured, why not bring the services there?
And where's the Surfing the Nations?
Surfing the Nations is on Ojai Street, about just behind Kamehameha Highway.
And that one's third Wednesdays, 1:30 to 3:30.
Yes, so that's on the third Wednesday.
And that's a food distribution point.
That's a food distribution as well. And then, you know, we set up our own service tables. So we offer homeless services. We've had partners from Catholic Charities, from IHS, some folks that help with Medicare and Medicaid benefits and enrollment, folks that offer free cell phones, things that folks in a community, not just the homeless population, can utilize. Mm-hmm. And so it's another way to do community outreach, let folks know about what we're doing and the services that are available.
A thing that obviously would be close to home for Alea Bridge is going to be Project Clean, a joint effort with HPD District 2, and that's happening July 29th.
Yes, and so that's it's going to be a hard one. But it's going to be exciting, and unfortunately, it's one of those things that we do need to tend to. One of those ugly byproducts of homelessness is the trash, because the lack of resources, and so these things build up over time. And so we're gathering up folks in the community as well as the homeless population as well to clean up these areas that have stockpiled over the years. And so we're partnering up with the Office of Representative Marcus Ashiro, Senator Donovan de la Cruz, our local civic community organizations, and HPD's District 2, the community policing team. So this was actually an initiative that came from their office. They reached out. They said, hey, let's do something. This trash issue's getting a little bit out of hand. So let's hui the community together and let's take care of it. And so that's slated for the morning of the 29th. And so we're still working on the details for that, but hoping that we can get a good turnout from the community for that.
That's a huge volunteer. So all of these are...
Absolutely.
There's
Absolutely.
Just a number of opportunities, right. And this is one of them, and a big one, as you were just noting, a lot of work. And what's the population size there approximately? In terms of how many folks, like when you say they're the cops are noticing the trash building up, how many people are roughly generating that?
Well, there's certain population areas where they're concentrated, specifically in Wahiawa. On any given day or any given week, we estimate anywhere from 150 to 180 residents and campers.
In one camp?
In several camps throughout Wahiawa, somewhere under the bridge. Some live in their cars. Some live out in the bushes next to the lake. Out in the North Shore, they're spread out a little bit more. So many of them do live in their vehicles. Quite a few of them are working homeless.
Right.
And there are some significant-sized encampments under the bridges and on the beach parks. And that's actually, on the North Shore, that consists of 60% of the... 400 that we estimate in that entire region. And so it's quite a bit. And so we need to put our focus in kind of reaching out to them and finding out how we can assist.
There's a great event that's going to be coming up in August, Feed the Soul Community Food Drive. It's going to be 4 to 9, and I know you're still working on a lot of the details on that, so obviously volunteers can reach out to Alea Bridge. I'll have the contact information in a moment to be able to plug yourself into any number of these, but in short, that event is?
In short of the...
The Feed the Soul, like a description, that's going to be a food drive so folks can be...
Okay, sure.
For this, I'm imagining that people are going to be able to drop off food. That's what this is, really a collection point to try to help out the hungry.
Absolutely. So this is another way that folks that may not be inclined to get direct contact or really be involved in the encounters, but still want to help in some way. And so this is a community event. We had one last year. It was very successful. We had quite a good turnout from the community. And so we want to do that again and do it a little bigger, a little better. And, you know, folks have that opportunity to come and say, drop off donations. Also, at the same time, they can participate in the festivities. And, you know, them being there, being aware of what we do and being aware of the issues and, you know, staying, eating, spending a little bit of money. That goes to the businesses. Some of that goes towards raising funds to provide resources directly to the homeless folks. So it's another way, another fun, family-friendly event that you can get involved in and in some way contribute to the solution.
Are you looking for, it says, music, entertainment, food, fun, fellowships, or are you looking, what if somebody's listening, and I'm just throwing ideas at you, tell me if it's not the right idea. Somebody's listening, like, I'm a guitarist, I have a band or whatever, we'd like to play. Or,
absolutely, absolutely. Last year we had, we only had five acts. Many of them were from the community. And so that was great. And that brought their families in. And so if there's any listeners out there that want to volunteer and donate their talents, you know, that's another way. We're always looking for, I think we're always pushing for volunteers, but folks can also donate their treasures. They can donate their talents. They can donate their time. Right. There's lots of different ways that you can get involved in. So yeah, definitely if there's somebody out there that wants to volunteer as part of the entertainment, or a business that wants to be part of the festivities and offer their services, that's another way to help us out and help the homeless population out. Or businesses out there that just wants to get their mission out, say a display table or something like that, and be part of the festivities. That's a great way to get involved.
Yeah, so that's, again, on August 19th, and as Phil is talking about, there's a lot of different ways so that you don't even, you know, we've tried to point out there are ways to volunteer, go pick up trash, there's ways to be a volunteer and do outreach and experience the homeless population firsthand yourself and try your hand at helping folks out. There's ways to donate food, there's ways to clean up things, and then you can donate your talent in a lot of ways. So an event like the one on August 19th, the Feed the Soul Community Drive, certainly one that embodies, as you were talking about, there's lots of, if you don't want to make one commitment, there are a lot of other commitments.
Absolutely.
You can make. It's like a different sizes for different folks sort of thing is what comes to mind. Before we wrap it up, since we last spoke, all kinds of stuff has happened, and one of them is a new point in time count on the homeless, and I mentioned it going into introducing you. As in terms of where you guys see things between last time and now, how have things changed in the way that when you think of that point in time count and what you're actually seeing, put that together and give us your impression.
Sure. So actually, when we saw the report that came out in 2016, we weren't part of that that count, but the official report was released in June, and it reported 221 unsheltered homeless individuals from Mililani all the way out to Kaena Point up to Sunset Beach. And by our accounts, with our engagements out there and reports we've gotten from HPD and the homeless encampments themselves, we knew that was inaccurate, very undercounted. And so we made a commitment early on to do a comprehensive count, get as much community involvement to get out there and account for our homeless neighbors. And so that's where a lot of the increase really came from. It's just a bigger and more comprehensive effort to really account for the homeless. So by our estimates, this time last year, we thought, we estimated about 350 in that entire region, not 221. And so this past year, in January 2017, when we actually did do the count, we accounted for 386. Mm-hmm. And so we were pretty close. So the increase that you see in official reports is 74%. Really, the way we see it, the increase is closer to 10%. So there is a slight increase, but not as much as it may seem from the report, because we knew that the previous counts were inaccurate.
So you're saying a more thorough count, you're going to come up with more numbers, basically.
Absolutely. But regardless of the what the count is, it's a big number.
Yeah.
And it's increasing.
Right, didn't go down.
And so, yes, and so we still need to, regardless of whether it's 10% or 74%, or as in the windward side, it was 120% increase, we need to do something about it to start to break that cycle and reverse that trend. And hopefully in the coming years, by providing resources and these dedicated facilities that the community can reach out to and access, we start to, you know, kind of chip away at that number, and then bring that population down, and also at the same time address the folks from getting into homelessness or falling back into homelessness.
The we've talked about volunteer needs. We've given a bunch of event pegs for people to be able to plug into their calendar. Other needs that you might have, supplies that could really assist you, vehicle, landlords willing to rent to the homeless, any other aspects of ways that people listening could support, because you've been good about pointing out that not everybody can or is interested in supporting in the same way, but there are 10, 20, 30, 40 ways that someone can. So things that we didn't cover that I just sort of gave you, you know, some light bulbs there for your mind. What do you want to throw out?
Sure. So, you know, we get quite a bit of folks out there and we get good participation from the community, just donating food. You know, if you want to donate, you know, write a check if that's what it is. Make a donation. That's great. But part of the our focus in the coming months is to do more community outreach and do some engagement with the employers and engagement with the landlords. Because really, if we're going to sustain this program and we're going to sustain this individual and housing them eventually, those things are going to need to be solid and in place. They need to be. They need to have a livable wage that they can sustain themselves. And also, we need to have the inventory out there where they can find an affordable rental. And so, those are the things that most folks don't really think about. Something that they can get involved in, but definitely just being a resource in a community, whether through jobs or referrals or actual placements. That's one of the things that we want to reach out to the community. If you're a landlord, if you're a property manager, you have units that are available, do consider reaching out to us and work with our clients, work with our case managers, and we can get these folks housed. And at the same time, local businesses, if you have a need for whether it's labor, skilled labor, or you know, whatever the gamut may be, you'd be surprised at the skill sets that some of these folks, before they became homeless, their background is kind of astonishing. And so, again, if you're a business owner and you want to reach out and be part of the solution, by all means, let us know and we'll work on making a good referral, matching you with the right potential employees. And so those are even more important things that we want to build in a community as far as having resources.
Yeah, those are bigger steps you're saying that people can take if they want to get involved on an even heavier level. All of it's important, though. Mm-hmm. Even if you just stop by the food drive and drop off some cans of food, you've just done something invaluable. And you also had a great point. The fact that whether or not someone has a roof over their head is not necessarily does not correlate to their skill set potential, meaning one's potential is really not defined by whether or not they have a roof over their head. So when you say there's so many different potential skills out there of people who are homeless, it's really true. And it probably would be very humbling to find out just how talented and skilled some folks are who are having a hard time.
Absolutely. And so, yeah, you reach out to us. And like I said, we'll try our best to make a good match, something that makes sense for the clients that we work with and the community folks that want to help out.
You can do that via the website, aleabridge.org, aleabridge.org. There's an email contact form online, or you can just email info@aleabridge.org. You can give them a buzz here in the Honolulu area, 492-2214. Find them on Facebook. You can reach Phil directly, 391-3571, or you can reach him at pacosta@aleabridge.org. That's pacosta@aleabridge.org. As always is the case with all of our Helping Hand segments, we keep all of the contact information, the full interview, the radio feature, and all of our previous guests archived for you online, where you can find that material and share it with other people too. If you're hearing something and you're inspired and maybe you realize this would be a great thing to do with my friend, or as you pointed out, Phil, with my group of people, it could be a church, could be your office, could be a team effort, maybe you have a business in the area and you're constantly seeing the homeless. Maybe you realize, you know, we do have a job actually that maybe we could reach out to them and say, we have this job that needs to get done at our office. It doesn't pay a lot, but it pays something. There are a lot of ways that we've kind of illustrated someone could be inspired to pick up the phone or send you an email. It's Phil Acosta, spokesperson for Alaya Bridge, members of Partners in Care, the coalition of homeless service providers in the Honolulu area, tackling what is the single worst homeless crisis per capita in the wealthiest, most successful nation on earth. And it happens to be right here in a state that some people call paradise, the Aloha State, which implies it's a place where people should be really trying to offer support and be giving to those in need, not to mention the fact that Oahu is the gathering place. So it really is a destination where, in its name itself, it implies an openness to others from different cultures, different backgrounds, and different situations. I think it's real admirable what you're doing. Pass along to your brother, who is the inspiration for this and is an inspiration to so many. What's his name?
Joseph.
Joseph. Pass along to your brother, Joseph, our gratitude for inspiring you and create this organization and no doubt serving as an inspiration to many others. And thanks to you for coming down again. It's great seeing you.
And thanks for having us, Dave. You know, definitely appreciate the help in getting the word on our mission and what we're trying to do in the community. So thanks. Really appreciate that.